感谢神，弟兄姐
Praise the
妹们，
Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我以前听到过一个故事，我想跟大家分享一下。
I heard a story before. I want to share with you this morning.
很久以前在美国的时候，还没打开是吧？OK。可以吗？现在可以吗？对。我以前听说过有一个很有名的传道人，
I heard of a very famous preacher.
经常到外地去讲道，
He always travel around to preach the gospels.
但是每次去他都会带一个司机过去开车。
Every time when he travel, he always have a driver drive him.
那后来呢？这个司机就讲说：“我觉得你讲的也不怎么样。”
And later, one day the driver told him, "I thought your preaching is not that impressive."
后来一个传道人就讲说：“那你讲一讲呢
So how the preacher said, "How about you take my place?"
？”司机说：“那没什么问题啊。
And the driver said, "No problem."
”所以他就去了一个地方，他就开始讲道。
So when he come to the place, he's going to preach.
听起来也不错，大家的反应都很热烈。
And the driver took his place and preached. Everybody also feels very impressive. They were very enthusiastic.
那讲到后来，有时候最后的时候，他就要问一下，说你有没有问题？
At the end, the driver who is the preacher now, and he asked everybody, "Do you have a question?"
所以下面就问了一个很深的问题。
And there was a very difficult question raised.
然后那司机就讲说，这个问题太简单了。
And the driver said, the driver preacher said, "Oh, this is a very simple question."
我的司机就可以回答。
Oh, I'm sorry. The preacher said that this is a very simple question. My driver can answer this question.
我要讲的这个论点的时候，我每次来讲到的时候，
And the reason I'm sharing this story is that every time when I preach to our church,
我站在这儿讲到的时候，我就是那个司机。
and when I stand, I'm standing here, I feel like I'm the driver.
我后面是圣灵在为我们讲
And
道，
behind me, it's the Holy Spirit speaking.
所以大家有什么问题的时候，可以问我的司机。
So if you have a very difficult question, you can ask my driver, who is the Holy Spirit.
上个礼拜五的时候，我们在学一篇信息，是于
So
沃
last
斯的。
Friday, we studied the Bible verse, the message.
那我们也选了一首歌，
And we chose the praise song.
将最美的献给主。
The song is present our best to our Lord.
我这个心里面就有个感动。
So I have a deep touch in my heart.
每次我站到这个讲台的时候，这是我的一个心愿。
So every time when I'm standing here, this is my hope.
将我最好的献给主。
And I hope to present the best I can to the Lord.
那希望我们在听的时候，我们也可以一起的在心里给主讲。
And I also hope that brothers and sisters, when you listen to my preaching, and you also prepare your best before the Lord,
将最好的献给主，
and
好不好？
present our best to our Lord.
那我们今天我要给大家分享的时候，我们进到一个哥罗西书的第二章。
Today we are going to share Colossians chapter 2 to everybody.
这里讲到一个信息的时候，使徒保罗要写给哥罗西的一个教会一个信息。
This message is a message, the letter that the disciple Paul he wrote to the Colossian church.
来，哥罗西教会的时候写信，带来给保罗一个信息，说这个教会面临了一些问题。
And the Colossian church communicated with Paul, said that they experienced some problems.
和我们现在恩典堂的这个情况很相像。
So it looks like similar to what we are experiencing now.
他们说，在一个教会里面，除了基督以外，还需要一些世俗的智慧。
And the Colossian church, they said, besides the Lord, the church also need the wisdom from the world.
那保罗就写信给他们，高举基督耶稣。
Apostle Paul write a letter to them and telling them, "This is not the case."
那我顺着这个哥罗西书，我已经讲到第十九讲。
And I preached follow the book of Colossians, and now it's my within the series, it's my 19th chapter now.
刚好这个信息呢，和结合了周牧师要为我们2024年提的一个新的系列。
So today, this message it fit well with our New Year's theme, our vision in the new year from the pastor.
就在主里面生根建造。
That is rooted in Jesus Christ and grow.
那这个信息，我相信大家都很渴慕。
And I believe that everybody is very thirsty to this message.
我希望个人是一个信心很坚定的人。
And I believe that our brothers and sisters are very strong in our faith.
我希望我们教会是一个信心很坚定
I
的教
also hope
会。
our whole church will be very strong in our faith as well.
那这一两节经文里面包含了非常丰富的内容。
So this two verse from Colossians has very rich meanings.
所以今天我们的司机要给我们讲一个信息。
So today, our driver, which is the Holy Spirit behind us, is going to tell us a very major message.
怎么样来建造一个信心坚定的一个教会？
How to build a very faithful church.
好，我们来一起来读《哥罗西书》2章6到7节。
Let's read together Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心就更加增了。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
谢谢主耶稣给我这样的一个信息。
Praise the Lord, he gave me this message.
每次想到这个的时候，我心里就很激动，不知道从哪儿开始。
Every time when I think about this, and I'm very excited, and I sometimes lost where should I begin.
所以我们先看看这个信心到底是从哪儿开始的。
So let's take a look where our faith is started or originated.
这个信心的开始在于基督耶稣把这个信心赐给我们。
This faith, it is from Jesus Christ.
这个信心就像在20年前赐给吴牧师。
This faith, it's the same faith that from Jesus Christ to Pastor Wu
我顺便要纠正一下我
in
们的
25 years ago.
我要刚才
But
纠
not
正一下这个黄金讲到十几年，我们已经20年了。
And I have to correct Brother Huang. He said tens of years. Actually, it's more than 20 years.
如果你顺着哥罗西书往下读，读到第3章11节的时候，就给了一个很美的一个照片。
So if you continue to read the book of Colossians, you continue to read to chapter 3, you'll be seeing a very beautiful picture.
这就是很有名的3章11节的一篇经
And
文。
this is the very famous verse from chapter 3, verse 11.
所以，如果你去读这些经文的时候，你会看到是一个教会的一个很美的一个照片。
So if you read up to this point, you will see that very beautiful picture about the church.
当基督耶稣把这个信心赐给里面的每一个人的时候，就是这个照片。
So when Jesus Christ blessed every one of us in the church with this faith, this will be the beautiful picture.
他说，在此并不分，希腊人、犹太人。
So in this chapter 3, verse 11, it said it does not distinguish between Greek or Jews.
来到恩典堂的时候，我们不分美国人和中国人。
When we come to our Grace Church, we don't distinguish between we are Americans or we are Chinese.
也不分受隔离的和不受隔离的。
We don't identify who is circumcised, who is not.
你是长头发、短头发都是一样的。
And you are long hair or you are short hair.
也不分化外人，也不分稀古提人。
And we don't identify you are barbarians or you are Scythians.
你是高等教育是博士的, 或者是没有受教育的, 都是一样。
We don't identify whether you educated with a PhD degrees or you never go to higher education.
也不分是为奴和自由的。
And we don't identify whether you are free or you are slave.
你是在公司上班的还是在家照顾小孩的都是一样。
We don't identify you always have a good job in the company or you just stay home, take care of your children.
因为教会从一开始就是被呼召的一帮人。
Because our church is a group of people who called by our Jesus Christ.
被呼召的神就把圣灵赐给你。
When he called us, he blessed us with the Holy Spirit.
而且他在这一节经文里面讲说, 唯基督耶稣是包括一切, 又是在一切里面。
Because in this verse, at the last, the Apostle Paul said, Christ is all and is in all.
你这样的信心就必须要进到教会的里面。
Such a faith has to come into the church.
就进到教会所有的环节里头。
And come into every side of the church.
你站到讲台上和坐在座位上, 你必须要看, 盯眼看见,
No matter you stand here or you sit on your seat.
那我们来到这个教会, 就进到里面。 那这些信心怎么样成长呢?
So we come to the church, we will come into this faith. How can this faith grow?
Charlene, 放一下下一页。 所以这个信心就有一个操练的过程。
So this faith has a process to practice.
这个信心的操练过程是从每个人个人开始。
This practice from every one of us.
那基督耶稣的在这个世界上的时候,
When Jesus Christ, he was in this world,
他传达了一个很重要的信息。
He gave us a very important message.
他说,这个人如果是不吃我的肉和不喝我的血的时候,
And he tells us, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood,
他的生命就没有改变。
And your life has no relation with me.
所以这个信心在今天讲是非常合适的。
And this message is very timely today for us.
因为有主的, 我们来到主的台前,
Because when we come to the table before our Lord,
领受他的饼,
when we receive his bread,
喝他的杯,
and drink his cup,
我每次做这些事的时候,
Whenever we do this,
我们是接受他在十字架上的破碎,
and we accept his brokenness in the cross.
我们的破碎在他面前就可以得到愈合。
And our brokenness will be healed in him, before him.
我们不然生命上有多样的破碎,来到主的台前都可以得到愈合。
No matter our life, how broken our life is, we all can come before him.
主耶稣也说我们也要喝他的血。
So that's what Jesus Christ told us. We have to drink his blood.
血里面是包含了生命。
His blood has life.
我们喝他的血的时候就表示主耶稣的生命在我们里面。
When we drink his blood, that means his life is in us and we are in him.
我们在家里也都有很多小孩。
Many of us have children in our home.
很多还坐在我们中间。
And many of our youth also sit back among us.
任何一个父母看到自己小孩的时候, 你知道他是活着的。
And every parent, when you see your children, you know your children is living children.
因为你看到他是活着的。
Because you see him, he's living his life.
所以主耶稣讲说, 你要喝我的血的时候, 你的身上要显出基督的生命来。
And then Jesus Christ told us that when you drink his blood, you show his glory within you.
就像你第一次出生的时候, 你不需要做任何事情。
Just like when you were born flesh, you did not need to do anything.
第二次的生命, 你也不能做任何事情。
In your second life, your faithful life, you also cannot do anything.
你去接受主的生命。
All you can do is to accept Jesus Christ's life.
我们再往下走。我接受主的生命的时候,
When we accept Jesus Christ's life,
我们的生命就开始了。
And our life will start.
那这个生命怎么成长?
have this life growth?
我相信我们家里有很多把小孩养大的时候,
and I believe many of our parents, when we raise our children,
父母亲有一个职责,
and we have a responsibility as a parent,
就要喂养他们,
and we need to feed them.
他们要吃,
they need to eat.
那即使家里的小狗一样,
just like the little dog.
Yeah, 我们家的小狗最近呢有很多天都不吃饭。
And we have a little dog. Sometimes he will not eat, refuse to eat for
我们很担心,
and we were so worried.
如果是很多天不吃饭的时候就会失去生命。
If he does not eat many days, he may lose his life.
那主耶稣也在他的话里面告诉我们,
Jesus Christ also told us the same thing.
他说你凡遵守主道的是爱主的心在里面就会成长。
And he told us, if you obey the Lord's words, his teaching, and your love of the Lord will grow in your heart.
如果你今天感觉到你的生命里没有基督的生命，怎么办？
If you feel like you don't have the, you don't have a Christ life in your heart, what should you do?
就要去读神的话语。
And you have to read his word.
不仅仅读神的话语。
Not only read his word,
要遵守主的道,
you have to follow his command.
Amen.
Amen.
再往下。在旧约里面有很多很有名的人。
In Old Testament, there are so many famous, faithful people.
有一个很有名的人是我们很想望的。
One of the faithful is the one that we all hope to become.
这个人的名字叫以诺。
This person's name is called Enoch.
以诺在65岁的时候就生了一个小孩。
Enoch, he got a son when he was 65 years old.
叫马图萨拉。
let me find out. 22.
Yeah.
His name is Methuselah.
那这个名字很重要。
And this name is very important.
这个名字的意思就是当他去世的时候，就神的审判就会来到。
The meaning of this name is that when he dies, God's judgment will come.
如果你回去看马图萨拉是在记录下来活得最长的一个人。
If you read the Old Testament, you will find out that Methuselah actually he lived the longest life.
那马图萨拉的孙子就是诺亚。
His one of his grandchildren is
Noah. 所以你如果你看到的时候，以诺他给这个他的儿子取名字的时候，他已经看到了神的审判。
So if you read up to this point, you understand that when Enoch chose names for his son, he already know God's judgment is coming.
但如果是像我们听到这样一个悲惨的消息的时候，你的心情会是怎么样？
So when you as a parent, you heard about this very sad news, what do you feel?
但是以诺做了一个非常难得的一件事情。
But Enoch chose to do one thing, it's really precious.
他与主同行300年。
He walked with God 300 years.
很难想象。
And can you imagine?
所以我们的神很喜欢他。
So our God loves him, loved him.
就把他接走了。
And God just take him.
非常美的一件事情。
It's such a beautiful thing.
他在世上活了365年。
He lived in this world 365 years.
但是是最美的365年。
And he lived beautifully 365 years.
所以我相信这是我们希望渴慕有以诺这样的信心。
So all of us hope that we have such a face like Enoch.
那我们进到下一个。那我讲了很多个人的事情。
And we talked a lot about our personal thing, personal faith.
那有个不由自己的想法是，那回到我们教会，怎么样这个教会能够信心坚固出来？
So now we come back to our church. How can our church build our faith like this?
那你如果回去看这节经文啊，二章七节的经文，
So when you come back to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7,
它其实给了我们很好的方法。
So it actually tells us how.
那在它里面生根建造就是一个途径。
So the way how to build a faithful church is to root in Jesus Christ.
那你要领受他给我们的教训，
And we have to accept his teaching.
那我们的信心就会坚固。
And our faith will be strengthened.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
那就是在圣灵的启示里面，使徒保罗给教会的一个启示。
In the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Paul gave Colossian Church
而
this
且告诉
revelation,
我们，
and
怎
he
么样
told
能
us,
看到一个教会是信心坚固的
how
教
can
会？
we build our church in such a strong faith?
那我们接下去，我一点点来给大家分析。
So let's go a little bit deeper to look into this topic.
对，大家要有信心，我会提前结束。
So if you have faith, and I can finish quickly.
我知道今天我们有中文学校，
And I know some of our parents may think about the Chinese school as well.
但是我们现在把它思路再拉回来，因为后面的信息非常宝贵。
But I want to pull you back to our message this morning because the following message is very important.
所有的生根建造都是建立在神的话语之上。
All the faith building, faith rooting, it's all Christ.
在神的话语里面。
Inside God's teaching.
那我很喜欢诗篇的第一篇。
I love Psalms at the chapter 1.
如果你情绪低落的时候，我希望你去回去读诗篇第一篇。
So when you feel a little bit down, please read Psalm chapter 1.
特别是在第二节经文，
Especially the second verse.
他说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法。”
And the second verse it said, But he delight in the law of the Lord.
什么样的律法能够让我们喜悦呢？
What kind of law that make us to be delighted?
而且他说：“你昼夜思想。
And he also said, you meditate day and night.
”说你如果是这样做的话，这人就要变为有福。
If you do things like this, and that you will be a person to be blessed by God.
神要把福气赐给你。
God will bless you with his precious promise.
什么样的福气赐给你呢？我们可以进到下一点。
What blessings he will give to you? Let's look at the next slide.
我们说，经常中国古话说这个一年10年栽树，百年树人。
We have a traditional saying in Chinese that we plant trees for 10 years and we raise children for 100 years.
So 一棵树这样一个概念，其实是很适合在我们身上。
To use the tree as an analogy, it really can apply to our life.
神的话语给我们的一个帮助，是我们让在我们的生命里面能够扎根下去。
And God's words can help us to root down all the ground.
那去年在 Memphis 就是刮了很多大风。
And last year, you know, we have a lot of storms in Memphis.
那有些树就被连根拔起，
And you remember that the many trees were uprooted during the storm.
那如果你去看一下，为什么有些树能够被拔起，有些树不能被拔起？
And if you take a little bit of further look, you would find out why some trees will be uprooted, other trees cannot.
关键的不同的地方在于它们的根。
And the important thing is that where they root they grow their root.
那主耶稣在马太福音的时候，给了我们很好的一个启示。
And Jesus Christ actually gave us a lot of clues in Book of Matthew.
他说，有些种子被撒在一个土壤的时候，
And he told us if some of the seed that was planted in the soil,
如果你不在不同的土壤里面，你的根就长得不一样。
in different type of soil, your root will grow differently.
那如果撒在石头地上的话，就没法长根。
If you plant seed on rocky soil, and the seed cannot grow well.
那些泛滥来的时候，逼迫来的时候，
one persecution come.
啊，诱惑来的时候，
one a temptation come.
那就跌倒了。
And if you fall.
所以。 主耶稣告诉我们说，你听了这些话了以后，你去听的时候，就是进到好的土壤里头。So
Jesus Christ told us, when you hear this kind of teaching, you hear this teaching, and the God words will be planted in a good soil.
很简单的一个例子。It's
pretty simple example here.
比如小孩，我们要尊敬我们的父母。For
example, our children should respect our parents.
因为这个实际上是神的教导。This
is a God's teaching.
你如果是这样去做了以后，
If you always do like this,
你在这方面的生命就成长，and
your life in this perspective
就开始扎根。
and your life will root for him.
所以你到社会上的时候，
And when you come to coming into the society,
你就学会怎么样来尊重权柄。
And you will learn how to respect authority.
神也要把福气赐给你。
And God will bless you.
那我们去看另外一个方面。
Let's look at the other perspective.
我们不仅仅要往下扎根。
We not only need to root all the ground.
我们还要往上长树叶。
And we need to grow up leaves.
要结果子。
And you'll bear fruits.
那回到这个诗篇的时候，第一章的时候，有同样的教导。When we
come back to Psalm chapter 1,
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。And
it told us, it's like a tree planted beside the stream.
按时候结果子。If
you bear fruit according to its time.
叶子也不枯干。And
the leaves will not wither.
然后这个诗篇里面讲了一句很美的话。
And this psalm speaks very beautifully.
凡他所行的都顺利。
And everything you do, if you do like this, everything you do will be blessed.
中国古话讲说，事情十之八九都不顺。
And in our traditional Chinese sayings that many times in our life, 90% of times it's not smooth.
但是神的这些应许说， 你尽都顺利。
But God promised to us that if you listen to his teaching, everything will be smooth.
但我们知道神的话语从来不落空。
And we know God's words is never in vain.
那问题出在什么地方呢？
So where's the problem?
就是你是在溪水旁还是不在溪水旁。
And the important question is that whether you are planting your life beside the stream, beside the stream.
那联系到我们身上的时候，
When it apply to our life,
你对神的话语有没有渴慕？
Whether you desire God's words,
这个就是你的心愿。
That is your will.
我相信在新年的时候，大家都有很多新年计划。
So I believe everyone you have your New Year resolution.
那我们做了很多的健身的计划。
You have your New Year resolution to build up your body.
我恳求大家，
And I plead to everybody.
对神的话语立下渴慕的心愿。
And you want to desire God's words as your New Year resolution.
然后渴慕一些，结一些果子。
And you also desire to bear fruit.
圣灵的果子有各种各样。
You bear the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, spiritual fruit has many different types.
你在新的一年里面就去渴慕一些果子。And
in this new year, please desire those spiritual fruit in your life.
你要有耐心，你去渴慕有耐心去操练。If
you don't have patience, you desire patience in your life.
你要有正义感，你要去渴慕一些正义感。If
you have a burden or justice, you want to desire the just, God's just in your life.
你希望对家里面爱心多一点，你也去渴慕。If
you hope to love your family more, and you desire that God will bless you more love.
回到溪水旁,
so that your life will come back to God's
stream,
and you will root it beside God's stream. That's all you can do. And you also want to grow leaves.
很多东西不是果子,
most of the things in our life, it's not directly in the fruit. And it is leaves.
这是很普通的一些生命。
And it's our ordinary life.
那可以回到我们就是礼拜五唱的那首诗歌。
So come back to the song that we sang last Friday.
Yeah, 将你最好的献给主。
Present your best to God.
献上你年轻的力量。
Present your youthful life.
我们在唱这首诗歌的时候, 我们朝燕姐妹还讲了一个笑话。
When we sang the song, Sister Yan also talked about a joke.
我们都已经年过半百了。
And we are all look like we are almost past 50.
看上去都不年轻。
We're not useful anymore.
对, 真的年轻的就是后面坐的那一帮人。
And really the useful people here is the youth sit on the back of our church.
但是于牧师借着神的智慧告诉我们一点。
But Pastor Yu taught us God's wisdom.
这是普世的真理。
This is the truth.
无论你是100岁,
no matter you are 100 years old,
还是10岁,
or you are 10 years old,
今天就是你后面最年轻的一天。
Today is the most useful life of your life.
那这个诗歌就告诉你要把今天献上。
So that song actually telling us you want to present today of your life to God. Because today's your life is the most useful life.
那希望我就转向周围，我想你们坐在一起不是偶然今天。
And I believe that many of us sit side by side here in this church. It's not a coincidence.
你要把主耶稣的爱要献给周边的人。
You have to present God's love to the people near you, around you.
你要把今天接下去的那一秒钟献给周边的人。
And you want to present the next second of your life to the people around you.
去把最美的拿来服侍他人。
And you use the best of your life to serve others.
我相信这个对你的家庭，对你的工作都会有很美的建造。
And I believe if you do this, this will be beneficial to your life, your family life, and your professional life.
那我要进到信心坚固后面的一个果效。
So I want to come back to stressing our faithful lives, the last fruit.
这个果效出来就会有两个结果。
So if we do this take effect, and then it will bear fruit.
这些果效的出来不是我们的努力。
All these fruits, it's not our effort actually.
神把罪名至少有两个结果会出来。
And God actually blessed us with at least two kind of fruits.
那第一个就是一个眼光。
And the first is our vision.
Yeah, vision, yes. Mm-hmm. 小林进到下一页。 年龄大了以后带来很多问题。
And when we grew older and older, we come with a lot of healthy issues.
第一个出现的问题就是我们的视力。
And the first problem we come up is our vision is awakening.
那这里信心建造的时候带回恢复我们的一个视力。
And when we build this faithful life, that actually restore our vision.
就像回到我们二十的这个视力。
Just like we come back to our useful vision, back to like we are 20s.
2020. Okay. Yeah, best 2020.
Oh, our best vision, like 2020.
在这个世界上，我们有碰到很多的困难。
In this world, we will face a lot of difficulties.
那最困难的就是当时施洗约翰所面临的。
And the most difficult things is actually faced by Baptist John.
他在狱中的时候，他就是叫人去问主耶稣一个信息。
Yeah, when he was in the prison, he was prisoned, and he sent somebody, his disciples, to ask a question from Jesus Christ.
他说我现在是很困惑。
And he said he feel confused.
我周围的情况也很不好。
And the things around me, everything is kind of become bad.
他到底要怎么样能让我能够恢复信心？
So how God can restore my faith?
那主耶稣就把一个信息传给他。
So Jesus Christ actually tell him the message.
他说你们去。
He said, you go.
把所看见的,所听见的。 告诉施洗约翰。
Tell Baptist John about what you have seen around me.
那个时候,瘸子看见了,瘸子行走,长大麻风人得医治。
And the lamb can walk, and the leprosy be cleaned, and the blind can see.
聋子能够听见。
And the deaf can listen.
如果你仔细看在教会里面出现的就是这些事情。
And if you see clearly around the church, this is actually happening.
我们生在这个世上没信主之前,
And when we live in this world, before we got our faith,
我们身上的罪,
and the sin within us,
让我们应该看见的没有看见,
and make us to be blind, even though we can see physically.
我们的脚不能够自由地行动,
and we couldn't walk,
想去的地方我们不能去,
and somewhere we want to go, but we actually cannot.
而且身上有很多大麻风带来的疾病,
and we have leprosy on our body, and we don't recognize.
最大的问题就是不洁净,
and the most importantly, we are not clean.
聋子听不见,
and the deaf cannot hear.
你是不是经常感觉到听神的话语听不懂呢?
Do you experience the problem that sometimes you read God's words but you don't understand?
但主耶稣今天要告诉你的是,
and Jesus Christ today, he wants to tell you,
如果主来到你的生命里面,
if the Lord come into your life,
这一切都要改变,
and all this will change.
这就是主要给你的一个信心坚固的一个果效。
That is what Jesus Christ can give you, the
effect
of strength and faith, and that you want to set your eyes on Jesus Christ.
你里面的生命就改变,
and your life within you will change.
那说这个讲的有点抽象了，是不是?
So if you think this is a little bit too abstract,
那我想要给大家最后一个第二个果效。
So I want to talk about the second effect.
这个信息其实是自强弟兄分享给我的。
The second, this phase actually, Brother David shared with us before.
他看这两节经文的时候,
when he read this two words,
后面的最后几句一节经文非常感动他。
And the last verse really touched him.
就是感恩的身心就增长了。
And that is overflowing with thankfulness.
这同样的一节经文其实也感动了周牧师。
And also the same passage actually touched Pastor Zhou.
所以他在这个七个系列的时候，他刻意要把感恩的心挪到前面来给大家分享。
So when he preached his series, he actually moved this part to the beginning to preach.
而且他用了路加福音里面的一个很美的一个例子。
And he used one example from Book of Luke.
说当时有10个长大麻风不洁净的人。
And in Book of Luke, in Book of Luke, it talked about chapter 17, it talked about 10 people who got leprosy.
他们去找主耶稣,
they plead Jesus Christ for cleansing.
求他医治他们。
They plead him to heal them.
那主耶稣就说你们回去吧。
Jesus told them, you go back.
回去到那个给人家祭司看。
And then you just go back, present yourself to the chief priest.
那其中回去的时候有一个外邦人。
And only among them, there's one who is a Gentile.
他发现自己被医治了，
And he found himself being healed completely.
他就回来感谢主耶稣。
So he returned back to Jesus Christ and gave thanks to Jesus.
那主耶稣就把特别的恩典赐给他。
And Jesus Christ blessed him with some more blessings.
不仅仅是他身上的大麻风病，
Not just his body got healed,
他说
cleaned.
起来走吧，你的信救了你。
And Jesus Christ told him, get up and walk because your faith saved you.
我要跟大家分享的是，
And the message I want to share with everybody.
信心坚固和感恩的心是相辅相成的。
And the faith, strengthening your faith is correlated with your thankfulness.
当你处在信心低谷的时候，
When you are in the down, down valley of your life,
对你的工作、
and your
对你的
work,
家庭、
your family,
对你的小孩，
and your children,
你失去了所有的力量。
and you lost strength to take care of them.
然后以前于牧师也跟我们分享过他的经历。
Pastor Yu also shared with us about his life.
他说到一个时候，他连祷告的力量都没有了。
And he said, in some very stressful time, he even couldn't pray.
但是他说，我就起来赞美神。
But he said he got up, he just praised the Lord.
然后神的喜悦就进到他的心里面。
The joy from the Lord just suddenly come into his body.
我相信这就是神的启示。
And I believe this is God's promise.
我们再一次让大家操练一下，
So we want everybody to practice this one more time.
看看你的周围。
Look at people around you.
我们坐在一起不是偶然，
When we sit together, it's not a coincidence.
就为他们感谢神。
And you give thanks because you sit with your lovely brothers and sisters together.
那有人从是 Philadelphia 过来的，Duke 过来的，和加州过来的，我们
We
回
have
到一起。
all our youth coming back from Philadelphia, from Duke, from California, and we can sit together.
为对方的一个生命感谢神，
And we give thanks for their life.
对，感恩的心就增长。
And our thankfulness will grow in us.
你会发现他们身上其实很可爱。
And now suddenly you find everything is beautiful and their life is so beautiful.
神把的这个恩典加在你周围的人身上。
Because God's blessing is on their life.
不是因为他们的努力，
Not because they worked very hard.
不是因为他们的智力，
Not because they have higher wisdom.
是要神把恩典加在他们身上，所以我们可以来感谢神。
It's because God's blessing will be on them so that we can give thanks
我
to
相
God.
信，
I believe
如果恩典堂的众多弟兄姐妹都这样去操练，
if all of us, brothers and sisters in the Grace Church, we all practice like this,
为了周围的弟兄姐妹，
give thanks for all the brothers and sisters around us,
感谢神。
give thanks
那进
to
到
the
下
Lord.
一页。那我们从一节经文，你可以看到，神其实给了我们很多的一步步的步骤。
So from this verse, Colossians, God gave us many steps.
首先，你要去接受主给你的恩典。
First, you have to accept the blessings from the Lord.
你学习与主同行。
And you want to study how you can walk with the Lord.
在每天的过程中领受教训，
And every day you accept the biblical teaching.
你也学会向下扎根，
And you learn how to root to the ground of God.
向上结出果子来，
And you know how to bear fruits.
让你肢体上有连接。
And you want to connect our body in Christ.
你的信心就得到坚固。
And then our faith will be strengthened.
你时常就会有感恩。
And then you will give thanks. to the Lord very
easily.
because your thankfulness actually brings joy in your life, and it's a joy blessed from the Lord. This joy cannot be taken by the world. Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们今天来到你的座前
Today we come before your table.
你呼召我们来到你的面前
You call us before you.
我们本来不配
We not deserve to be coming before you.
但你看中我们每一个灵魂
But you saved us, each one of our soul as yours.
让我们一起来立一个心愿
Let us have a New Year resolution.
在新的一年里面
In this New Year,
将我最好的献给你
we will present our best to you.
愿你悦纳
May you receive our offering.
In Jesus' name,
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.